This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of Microsoft Exchange email server software earlier this year. The hack compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson previously said attribution of cyber attacks should be based on evidence and not groundless accusations. Britain will threaten this week to deviate from the Brexit deal unless the European Union shows more flexibility over Northern Ireland. That's according to exclusive reporting by Reuters, citing one UK and three EU sources. It's a move that could cause problems for the five-year Brexit divorce. Deviating from the deal's so-called Northern Ireland Protocol is a risky step. Its aim was to prevent Brexit from disrupting the delicate peace brought to Northern Ireland by the U.S.-brokered 1998 peace deal that ended three decades of sectarian conflict. The United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee says an alternate on the United States women's gymnastics team has tested positive for COVID-19. The positive test was the latest in a growing line of daily reports of athletes and others testing positive at the pandemic-delayed Olympics. The unnamed gymnast is the first American. The Czech Republic team says a beach volleyball player was taken to isolation at a hotel after testing positive for COVID-19. Two players from the South African men's soccer team were reported positive on Sunday. The team has its first game against Japan Thursday. This is VOA.